That's right. And the county fairs are really abounding and happening all over the region right now. They have midway rides, agricultural exhibits, and generally some pretty good food. So you want to check out page 30, our calendar of the July Recreation News, to find out more about all that are going on in July. But this weekend, we have the Fauquier County Fair in Warrenton through Sunday. The Kent County, Maryland Fair is in Tolchester on the Eastern Shore through tomorrow. The Baltimore County Fair is at the Maryland State Fairgrounds in Debonium. That's just north of Baltimore through Sunday, that is. And also at the State Fairgrounds in Timonium, there's a big Native American festival this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with all the drumming and dancing and food and crafts and so forth that that you see at those kinds of festivals.
And I'm sure there's a lot of great music featured there, but also some other great venues for some musical performances this weekend.
That's right. Artscape is a major visual and performing arts festival in Baltimore. I think it's been going on about 25 years. This weekend, it's going to be all weekend downtown at the Mount Royal and Charles Street area of Baltimore. Lots of performing arts and visual arts there. The National Symphony is setting a romantic mood tonight with Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet out at Wolf Trap. And the big Daylily and Wine Festival is at the famous Viet Farm and Gardens near Waynesboro, Virginia this weekend. Lots of garden information, good wine, and of course, good music and food.
And let's throw in a couple of rec news deals for feds.
Well, we got a couple of good ones right now. You can take your pick of savings at the Cove Haven Resorts in the Poconos with some special recreation news savings. If you look on page 45, you'll find some details, a phone number to call and code and so forth. And to cool off, you might want to head up to the Woods Resort about an hour away in West Virginia, where you can stay two nights and get the third night free. See page 9 of the July Recreation News, or of course you can always check out recreationnews.com for that kind of information. And don't forget to enter our contest this month. We have two great getaways and a ton of other prizes, but you have to enter to win.